to three. Puffing trees, sipping on a mug of three, a bubbly, when suddenly the lights went on in number three. Right across and up the street, it's Mrs. Popular. I heard that she got double D's, I'm peeping with binoculars. Even if the cops are coming full force with entourage, they'll never come like I will when she pulls off a monstrous bra. You can't stop a freak who wants to flog on his log with a soothing palm massage. It hurts me and deeply disturbs me how perky the titties hidden inside of a shirt seem. A perverse dream come true in the flesh. Who had a chest like a cartoonist drew in the breasts? So as you would expect, I had to get closer. That's Lewis's rep to chase asses bent over. I wrapped a trench coat up, crossed the street and made the climb up the lattice work, laced with vines to toss my meat. But when I peeked in the window, I never saw a chica as obese as the bimbo. Oh Lord, how I wish that she had been in clothes, so I ain't have to see all of them creases and skin folds. Shit, I just about tossed my grit when a portly chick turned and screamed I lost my grip. And with my luck, of course the pigs happened to drive up and force my wrist behind my back, wrapped up in tight cuffs.
Who's that peeking in the window?
It's Oscar and I'm eyeing up this bimbo in thin clothes, skin toned and tight like the chick was dipped in molten ice and giving free stripper shows tonight.
Who's that peeking in the window?
It's Felix the Nympho, you dealing with a pimpo. I was feeling the strip show, watching your ass. Then took my cock in my hand and shot a wad at the glass. For the second night in a row, I'm lighting the dro, drinking Grey Goose with grape juice, igniting a stove. Watching Dyke centerfolds make out on pay-per-view, cause I traded Luda Girls, Gone Wild's latest two. I started to pace the room just to change the mood and decided to take a cruise to a place I knew. The spot of the spot chick I got hot with a day or two ago when I sold her some tie stick. She showed me this fly picker, this girl she's getting with, and said her bed is wet every night from them sex in it. I played like I ain't sweating it and asked to use the bathroom, then unlocked the window. Now my return is past due. Light from the half moon reflecting in the rear view as I steer through a curve shifting down to gear two. I'm near a spot parking over a block, cause I don't wanna get locked. If I blow up my spot, I'm smoking some pot. I brought the chronic and my Panasonic. I can't afford the digital, I had to analog it. I had to vomit before I climbed the tree to the open window. Now finally I can see. My plan is working, I see this candles burning behind plastic curtains and two bare clams for certain. My hand is jerking, both chicks got dope tits. Looking through the lens now, I'm focused. Oh shit, the other chick pulled out a rubber dick, started sucking it. Now shorty, I know getting fucked with it, I'm loving it. Then suddenly I swung my arm in front of me and almost knocked over a cup of tea from underneath. What relief, back to the ladies I peep, till I heard the I-85 bleep.
Yo, Jay, where you at, man? Logic got locked up.
Damn, Avid, why you always blowing my spot up? I'm spying on two hot sluts, getting they box munched. Don't worry about Logic, he probably just got drunk. Now I hear them chicks screaming for police as I flee. Started climbing out the window to leap to the tree. I caught onto a branch, but it kinda crack. I fell, hurt my spine and back and hurt.
Put your hands behind your back.
Who's that?